Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. I've gotten a series of questions from listeners lately, and although the specific topics were quite different, they all have a common root, and that is confusion about what various food designations and certifications mean. For example, Rohit's question was about contaminants in protein powders. He wrote, "I was recently researching which protein powder to buy, and to my shock, one of the brands I was looking at was rated worst in terms of contaminants, specifically lead and cadmium. This plant-based protein was certified USDA organic. Clearly, this label means nothing since they do not test for heavy metal contaminants. Why do we place so much importance on the USDA organic label if it does not protect us from contaminants?" Dennis, on the other hand, was surprised to find that certified vegan products are often full of miscellaneous chemicals and artificial ingredients. He wrote, "I've come to the conclusion that if I want to eat nutritious meals, avoiding processed foods, whether vegan or not, may be more important than seeking out certified vegan products." And Elaine's question had to do with weight loss. She wrote, "I've already cut gluten and dairy out of my diet. I'm not sure what else I can do to lose weight." Now, in each case, I think there's some confusion about what various labels, such as organic, vegan, or gluten-free, do and don't mean for your health and nutrition. Certified organic, for example, does not mean free of chemicals. It also doesn't mean more nutritious or healthier. It means that no synthetic chemical pesticides or fertilizers were added to the crops or the soils. Now, the reason that organic products can contain heavy metals, including cadmium, lead, and arsenic, is that these minerals are naturally occurring in the environment. Even though they're not added through fertilizers or pesticides, they exist in the soil. And the reason that vegan protein powders are often higher in heavy metals than whey or egg-based protein powders is that plants tend to absorb these metals from the soil they're grown in. Similarly, the designation vegan does not mean healthier or more nutritious or even more natural. It only means that no animal products are used. As Dennis points out, a lot of the certified vegan foods that you'll find on the shelves these days are highly processed junk food. And furthermore, eliminating gluten or dairy from your diet does not automatically lead to weight loss. Now, gluten-containing foods like breads, cookies, crackers, pastas, and other flour-based foods can contribute a lot of calories to your diet without a whole lot of nutrition. And cutting down on flour-based foods is actually not a bad strategy for losing weight, but not if you simply replace them all with gluten-free versions of the same things, because it's not the gluten per se that's the problem. Gluten-free products are often lower in fiber and higher in sugar and calories than their gluten-containing counterparts. In fact, people who adopt a gluten-free diet for medical reasons often end up gaining weight. Because we place a certain value on something being organic, vegan, local, sustainable, or gluten-free, these designations often enjoy a bit of a health halo. If we perceive them as being better for us in one aspect, we tend to think of them as being better in every dimension, but this is not at all the case. Certifications such as organic, vegan, or gluten-free mean only what they say. Vegan does not mean organic. Organic does not mean healthy. Local does not mean small. And because they encompass such a diversity of priorities, it's impossible to objectively rank them from best to worst or to use any one of these designations as a proxy for overall merit. On the other hand, doing exhaustive research on every supplier or poring over the ingredient list for every food you buy is probably not realistic. So you may be able to use one or more of these designations as a sort of shortcut to identify or weed out products that do or don't fit your criteria. But which ones should you pay attention to? Well, to answer that, you really need to be clear on your own priorities, which may include a lot of things besides nutrition. If reducing the use of and exposure to synthetic pesticides ranks highest on your list, then the organic certification may be the most meaningful for you. If animal welfare is your overriding concern, then you might prioritize vegan or certified humane foods. If your primary goal is to support small local farmers, then shopping at your local farmers market or signing up for a CSA will be more important than whether or not those farms are certified organic. Or if reducing food waste is a big concern of yours, then you might prefer to patronize one of those services that rescues and reroutes produce that's destined for the landfill, even if that produce is coming from large-scale growers or is not local to you. And if you have celiac disease, that gluten-free designation will probably be more important to you than any of the other ones. But if your primary objective is to optimize your nutrient intake or to manage your weight, then none of those designations will matter nearly as much as the nutrition facts. If you're looking for foods that are higher in protein or fiber or lower in sugar or calories, then a glance at the nutrition facts label is going to tell you a lot more than whether or not the product is organic or vegan or local or gluten-free. You might, for example, narrow the candidates based on nutrition and then consider other concerns. You might first settle on legume-based pasta rather than rice-based pasta because it's higher in protein and fiber, and then check to see whether there's an organic brand of legume pasta available, if that's a secondary priority. Or you might choose conventional kale over organic iceberg because kale is so much more nutrient-dense. But at the same time, you might be willing to spend a little bit more for organic apples instead of conventional apples in order to give the bees a break. Personally, I know if I had a choice between non-organic whole grain bread from my local bakery and organic white bread from a national brand with an expiration date 4 weeks from now, the organic certification would not tip the scales for me. I realize there are a lot of things to consider when making food choices, but all of these decisions will be a little bit easier if you first get some clarity on which attributes matter most to you, and then what the various certifications and designations do and don't mean. Need more help sorting it all out? You can search the Nutrition Diva archives for answers to hundreds of common nutrition and food questions and dilemmas. And if you can't find what you're looking for, send me an email. You can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206 and leave me a voicemail, and I may feature your question in an upcoming episode. The Nutrition Diva Show is written by me, Monica Reinagel. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg, produced by Nathan Semmes, and our wonderful team at Macmillan Audio also includes Emily Miller, Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.